Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're looking at Psalm 48 today. Great is the Lord. And here is the psalm. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise, in the city of our God, his holy mountain. It is beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth. Like the utmost heights of Zaphon is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labour. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God. God makes her secure for ever. Selah. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go round her, count her towers. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Verses 1 to 3. Long before any other religion stated it, God's word in the Old Testament said, Great is the Lord. He is great in his character, his eternality, his power, his wisdom, his holiness, his justice, his love, and his compassion. Because of how great God is, the temple on Mount Zion is also holy. Because the temple is holy, where God appears, Mount Zion is also revered as holy. All real and true blessing come back to God as its only source. That is why, through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are blessed with sins forgiven, peace with God, and a home in heaven. We go right back to the source when we turn from sin and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. He was nailed to that cross, bearing our sins and their punishment. So the way is open to us to come to and trust in him. Almighty God's greatness also is known in that he is a fortress or a refuge for sinners to hide in. Shelter there too. Repent of your sins. Come to Christ. Rest confidently in him. Verses 4 to 8. Various nations attempted invasion and failed. Here we read of one hostile invading army. As their forces advanced on Jerusalem, they were shocked and terrified and fled away in terror, because the God of Jerusalem protected his Jerusalem. They were sunk, as if a mighty sea tempest shattered and swamped a trading fleet of ships when driven by the east wind. The Lord God Almighty protected his city from those against it and against him. One day in God's timetable, physical Jerusalem did fall. But his new Jerusalem of Revelation chapter 21 is God's eternally secure heaven coming to the new earth. There those redeemed from sin by the shed blood of Jesus will enjoy God forever. Trust Jesus now, and you will be there rejoicing then. Verses 9 to 13. Consider, if you do know God through faith in Jesus, how to think about God when praising him. You may be in a building, like a temple, or in your own body indwelled by Jesus through the Holy Spirit, and therefore called the temple of the Holy Spirit. Meditate on his unfailing love, the wonder of his name, his worldwide praise. He is righteous, whether on a holy mountain or in humble villages. Consider his deep judgments. Look around and see his greatness. Tell future generations about him. Verse 14. Just look what a great God you can get to know, and get to know better through daily reading the Bible, praying, and hearing his word taught. He is yours for ever and ever. He is your guide throughout life. And heaven awaits you. God bless you.